Hello and welcome to Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators, a podcast where we inspire, motivate, encourage, but also give you practical tips to live your dream life here and now. I'm your host, Alenka Tercic, and today I'm excited to chat with Joy Book Thomas.
Hi, everybody. Mine's Joy. Hi.
Hey, Joy.
Hey.
So, I love how your name expresses what you do. So can you tell us about what you do?
So I actually created Absolute Joy Healthy Living. So my website's absolutejoy.ca. But I find that we have to have joy in our lives. And if we don't have joy in our lives, and I just happen to be blessed that my name is Joy, so that just works out great with that. But I find if we don't have joy in our lives, then we're spinning. We're not going anywhere, right? And what better way to have joy in your life than to have like abundant health and, you know, health and wellness and just the amazing good feelings that are in our body. So I basically help people to, with my program called Refresh, Rejuvenate, and Restore with Joy. And it's 6 steps to empower your health, home, and healing. So that's what I want to talk about today is, you know, how we can boost our energy. You know, when we really want to hide, we can't hide all the time. So that's what I would love to talk about is, you know, how can we empower ourselves and live the life of your dreams? So I'm just super excited.
Thank you so much for being here. And, you know, the topic is perfect. Because I believe that we are so bombarded with everything that we need to be and do. And, you know, especially entrepreneurs are, you know, kind of stuck with that overwhelm and stress. And it's especially important for them to know how to bring more joy and how to be more aware of the good things that are happening, not just the bad things and what's wrong with them and their business, but what is good and how they can actually, what you said, getting from the overwhelm and stress and, you know, wanting to hide, because who doesn't, right? Sometimes,
yeah.
To really get ourselves up and going and staying on our tracks. So you said your program is Refresh, Rejuvenate, and Restore.
Yes.
We talked before, so I know there are a few steps. And
yeah.
Are those the first steps or are those...
They're later. They're a little bit later. So okay. The first, and I don't think that the 6 steps, I think that they're all great and they all combine together. But I don't think you have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
I think that there's a combination and there's also different seasons. So you might be in a season that you need to refresh yourself. You need to go through that aspect. And I might be in a season that I need to, you know, boost up my energy. So it's a different thing because the Refresh, Rejuvenate, Restore, that's only 3 out of the 6.
Right.
Okay. So, but for me, let me tell you about the 6. So let's hop right in there and really get this going. So the first one that I like to talk about is boosting your energy. I find that that's what everybody needs in the beginning. Because at some point, unless you're hyper and crazy all the time, some point in your life, you're going to need to reboost our energy. We all deal with depression in some way or another at one point in our lives. People want to say, oh, no, I've never dealt with depression. Yes, you have. You just don't know it. Okay. So boosting your energy. All right. The next one is change. Everybody is scared to change different aspects of their life. It could be something as simple of changing a color that you wear in your wardrobe, or it could simply be something different of like moving your house. That's a life change. So there's a whole bunch of different changes there that I want to, you know, deal with and help people deal with. And then this is challenging because it's keeping calm in challenging environments. And for me, that is something that I have had to work with. I have had to learn. I've had to experience. I'll just tell you, I've just recently have had to deal with someone committing suicide.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's part of this life because we get so overwhelmed that everything bubbles up and you don't know what to do, you don't know who to turn to, or you turn to someone but they don't have time for you or they don't make time for you. So I want to teach people, and I do teach people, how to keep calm in those challenging environments so that we're not doing it. And when I say that I've dealt with somebody committing suicide, I will 100% admit I've had those thoughts. You know, I've actually been committed to the hospital because I did have those thoughts. And I, you know, my doctor had to send me there. And it was a drastic, horrible time in my life. So I understand that aspect. And I'm not there. I've changed my life. I've refreshed it. I've rejuvenated. I've restored old things and created new habits. So this is where I bring everything together. I talk with my hands. I'm going to have my hands.
No, it's perfectly okay. We are chatting. I love videos because they show who you are more than just the voice.
Yes. So
it's perfectly great.
Awesome. So I went through the first three steps. That's boosting your energy, keeping calm, change, and keeping calm in challenging environments. The next three is refresh, rejuvenate, and restore. And I could go deep dive into those, but we only have a certain amount of time. Yeah. But what I do want to talk about really, really quick is that each one of those has something different for you than me, than whoever is watching this video. Okay. Refresh is going to be different for you than it is going to be for me. Rejuvenate and restore are also going to be different. So what I like to do when I talk to people one-on-one, when I have individual, you know, on clients that are work with me one-on-one, we deep dive a little bit to figure out what's personal for them, what's going to refresh them, what's going to rejuvenate them, and what's going to restore them. And it's going to be different. Every single person that I've worked with, is different. So I can't deep dive in that. It's a one-on-one conversation. And that's why I love to talk to people. And that's why I have times that people can actually just talk to me. And that's what I love to do. So
awesome. And I loved, and like you said, we are all different. And I loved how you mentioned before the different seasons. So you're meaning different phases in our lives, or yeah. What's the season for you?
Okay. So a season, there's going to be, you know, like the seasons of the weather, right? The spring, summer, fall, winter, yeah. Right? We all have seasons. So in our lives, to me, I see that those seasons are different. There might be, you know, in the winter time, it's more hibernation.
Yeah.
Right. So we have a hibernation kind of thing, but I don't think that those seasons for individuals are linked to the seasons of the weather, right? So for me, you know, there could be a season that I need to restore. And for me, restoring is hibernation. For other people, restoring might be taking a vacation. So there's different times and seasons in our lives. And I don't put it just to the four seasons of weather, you know, of the, you know, spring,
of
summer.
Year, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I put it as there's different seasons in our life. You know, there's a growth phase. That's a season. There's a season of growth. There's another one, like there's so many different seasons. Like it's almost limitless because, you know, you're going to have different things that you need to go through. But, I have to say, this is why I call it refresh, rejuvenate, and restore with joy, is that those three things, there's normally something from each one of those that people want to deal with. So that they want to have a refreshing aspect in some way. And refresh could be, I want to go every day and I want to go swim. That could be refreshing for you. That could be what you need to, you know, go in that direction. And that's where it is for everybody. And that's why I do the individual consultations, mainly because the seasons for each person are going to be different. What refresh, rejuvenate, and restore are going to be different for each person. But I find that it all encompasses within these six steps. Right. And that's what I've learned. Yeah.
Yeah. And I completely agree with you. I feel that ever since I'm working for myself and, you know, being more by myself and working from home, where you have like more space and time to listen to yourself and to your intuition, that I'm much more attuned to the yearly seasons. And like you said, we often forget that, you know, I I'm learning from nature so much, and having a garden, and you know how that works, that they need a rest, and there is growth, and there is a
exactly.
Yeah, but we are so connected with that. You have to be, always ready, always energized, always on the go, hustle and do, and don't stop, don't quit, don't this, that we forget that we need all these seasons in our lives. That's why I love talking about it, because, yeah, like you, I really believe that we need all four, whatever you call them, but
yes,
we need time to rest. We need time, even within the day, there are all four seasons, or within a week, or, whenever we are going, we have these phases or cycles or seasons, whatever you call them.
Exactly. You're talking about my program. You got it right on there. And I talk about that because I've never told you this. So that's amazing that you bring it up, because there's different seasons that happen within a day. You could go from 5 minutes ago, you were crying, upset, crazy. And that's, I'm going to bring this in really here, because this is a perfect intro to this. That's where I bring in my essential oils, because that is what I have learned has helped me to change the seasons or change things going on just like that. Just snap, done. So a lot of people don't realize how the essential oils can help. I have literally, I wear a jewelry necklace, and you can get bracelets and all the different things. I just put a drop of the oil, rub the top of the oil on there, and I have it on me, and I can literally create my own diffuser right here. I don't have to have like a household diffuser. I do, but I don't have to have, I can take this on the go. I can have it in my car. I can have it if I'm in a meeting kind of thing. And the scents I use are very docile when I'm outside, because I use the stronger scents when I'm, home alone kind of thing, because there are some people that don't like the scent of lavender.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
That's exactly what I was going to bring up, because there was so much controversy around the oils, how they are. Some people say they are healthy and they're helping you, like you. There are some people who say that they can stand it. They are harmful. So probably you have to be aware of what you are getting and how you are using them. But what do you think is the main, benefit of using oils?
Well, the main benefit for me, and just before I answer the main benefit, I'm going to go back, because you just said something and it just triggered something in my brain. Okay. You're like, I'm just going to go back, but remind me for the main benefit, okay? So the main benefit is one thing I want to talk about. Before I get there, I want to go back. People who have harsh reactions to essential oils. Now, I use a brand called doTERRA.
Okay.
So they're very, very pure. They're tested. They're basically tested out of the wazoo. There's three different companies that are all independent that test them, and then they do internal tests. So they're very, very healthy. People who have come to my classes in person, and they smell the oil, and they start to have this like massive headache, and she's like, oh, it's breathing really hard. And I'm like, you're going through a health crisis right now, because the essential oils are going through your system. They're going through your olfactory system. They're going into your brain within moments, literally moments. You can actually change the brain chemistry in your brain. You can actually start to change the chemistry going in your body within 20 minutes. No, sorry, 2 minutes, I believe. 2 or 20 minutes. Within 20 minutes, let's say.
Okay, yeah. That's actually enough.
Yeah, I can't remember if it's 2 or 20. I always forget. But they literally took blood samples from people, gave them essential oils, and then took blood samples again. I can't remember if it was 2 or 20 minutes. But either way, they can actually see the changes in the people's blood. So when people come to my classes and they're like, oh, I can't stand the scent of this, or oh, I can't stand this, or I can't use that, I'm like, you probably need that oil more than anybody else, because it's doing something to you, and it's changing you, and it's affecting you in that way. So for me, now this is where we come back to what the main benefit is. Okay. For me, the main benefit is that it's making those changes inside. Okay. this is totally not compliant in my mind, but I want to tell you a little bit of my story, just so you have that understanding, the changes in your mind. So as I told you before, I actually had my doctor have to admit me to a hospital because I was on suicide watch. I was to the point that I was giving him indications that I was going to kill myself. And completely true, it was. I was in a bad, bad state. I started using the doTERRA essential oils. I started using one oil specifically. I put it on my thumb. I put my thumb in my mouth and put it to the roof of my mouth. And I literally could feel things change in less than 20 minutes, we're going to say. Maybe 5 minutes and sometimes. But over time, it changed the brain chemistry of what's going on. And I no longer, and I'll tell you this, I stopped medication. A lot of people don't have this story. I don't recommend it. So you'll put the warning on the bottom of this video kind of thing is don't do this without your doctor's care. My doctor was approving of it. He was okay with it. He was watching me. Everything was, very tracked. But I actually got myself out of a very massive depression using the essential oils because it changes your brain chemistry. On a totally different side, I now weigh just over 200 pounds, but I did get to just under 200 pounds, but my heaviest weight was 297 pounds. And in that time frame of dealing with the depression and changing that with the essential oils and losing 97 pounds in just over 13 months, I lost all of that weight. I changed my depression. I changed my life in that regard. I used the essential oils to change it. Now, it wasn't the only thing. And that's where I come in and talk about other things, because the refresh, the rejuvenate, restore, maybe your rejuvenate is that you need to go and do some exercise, right? So I did different things, but I changed my life with the help of the essential oils, because doTERRA essential oils, 99% of them are able to be consumed and are completely safe. Again, that is your choice. People have choices. Some people don't want to have any consuming of oils. But for me, it was something that I felt I needed. And it changed my brain patterns. I no longer had that crazy thinking. And then I think, oh, I'm fine and everything's good. And I stopped doing the oils. And, it might be a month. It could be 2 months. And then something happens, like, a family friend committing suicide. So something happens and I'm like, I have to go back to this. Just like a lot of people have a morning routine. I have a morning routine. I have an afternoon routine and I have an evening routine, but I have those routines with my doTERRA essential oils. So they support my body throughout everything. So that's why I want to integrate them with the Refresh, Rejuvenate, and Restore with Joy. And that's what I have learned has worked so well for me. And now I help people. Like I have over 70 people on my team that I help them with their essential oils. I help them to understand what's going on. And it's not like I'm a life coach. Some people are like, oh, you're a life coach. Well, I don't consider myself a life coach. I consider myself a human being. And in my world, human beings are supposed to help each other.
Exactly.
In my world, human beings are supposed to be there for each other because we're all the same. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to or follow. We're all human beings. Yeah. We're here to support each other. And if you can't support each other, then what are you doing here? We were meant to be together to communicate. We weren't meant to be on a desert island alone. And that's where I find that I want to support and help people. So yes, some people can call me a life coach. Some people could call me, she's the oil queen. Or, she's doing all this stuff with Joy. And I'm like, yeah, because I know that I have joy inside and I want it to bring it out. I want to show you what's possible. So anyways, I'll stop chatting.
No wonder. But I love what you're saying because we are so not, just one thing. We are all things. And like you said, we help from different perspectives. We help from different angles. But, if we just focus on one area or just one problem or one situation, it can help short term, but it's not really, empowering and inspiring and uplifting.
Yeah.
But yeah. What I want to go back is what you said about the disclaimer.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that are, you know, have stories like you have, amazing stories, and they're suddenly, you know, knowing it all and, you know, having these oils for anything that you can imagine and neglecting the let's say official medical care, or, you know, can you tell a bit more about that, how you approach those concerns and those issues?
So actually it's amazing that you mentioned this, and, you know, we didn't talk about this question beforehand. We don't know, this is we're just connecting. I think there's a connection here. But doTERRA is actually in the United States. I'm in Canada, but doTERRA in the United States is actually creating healthcare centers. So they're creating medical centers with medical MD, actual doctors, that are going to be basically prescribing, for lack of a better word, doTERRA essential oils to be used in the healthcare field. So in Canada, we've got a lot of rules. That's why I said it's not compliant. I probably shouldn't be saving this. But realistically, I think I'm having a conversation with you, and I would tell anybody this kind of conversation. So I've gone to my doctor, and my doctor knows what I'm doing. You know, yes, he wanted me to go through, okay, here's, get some blood tests, make sure you're okay, you know, fill out these forms, make sure you're not depressed anymore, like do all of these things. Yeah, I still follow those things. I still go and see an actual GP doctor. But I have not been on any antidepressants in well over 3.5 years. Actually, it's probably almost 4 years now. I have totally changed my life. I went from a size 28 to a size 18 in clothing. And I am my own person, right? Just like you are your own person. So we have to make decisions based on ourselves. So yes, I say, go to your doctor, go to your physician, make sure you tell them, don't hide this, because more people are like hiding that they want to, like, oh, I'm going to use essential oils and try to help this. I'm like, if you don't tell your doctor and something does go wrong, yeah, you know, we don't know if it's the oils or if it's some kind of medication or something that they've given you. So be upfront, be open, be honest, you know, and I'm like open and honest with everybody. But be straightforward and open, honest with your doctor, and have those kind of conversations. Because if you don't have those kind of conversations, you know, we don't want to have anybody saying, oh, well, she did this and that's what they, that's where people say, start to say, oh, the essential oils are so bad, because they didn't realize that they were doing this and this and this and this and this. And it wasn't just the essential oils. It was maybe a reaction to something else, or a chemical thing, you know, or this oil will change this chemical composition. But if you're taking this drug, it's also going to do something, right? So that's what I'm saying, is be open, be honest, be straightforward with your doctor, with your physician. And, you know, if you choose to have a phone call or a Zoom or a consult with me, be open and honest what medications and things that you're taking, because I want to make sure that I'm going to look them up in my book. I'm going to do my research before I recommend something for you, because I don't want to change something. But on the other hand, I will say that there's been people that have dealt with multiple sclerosis, people have dealt with cancer, people have dealt with, you know, so many different possibilities of different things. You just got to take a faith, right? You got to take a chance. You got to make a choice and determine what's best for you. I know somebody who's been on iron for 3 years. It's not working. The doctors are not doing right. I'm like, well, then go back to your doctor and find out what you can do that's going to work. Because I can support you, I can help you, but I don't want you to hide anything from your doctor. That's just not how I work.
Exactly. And I love how you're saying, because, you know, there are so many, not just about the oils, but juicing and cleansing and fasting and everything. It can be confusing for someone who's desperate to find a solution for their problem. Yeah. And like you said, being honest and being, you know, open about what you're doing, what you're thinking, and, you know, maybe saying this is helping, this is not helping, and, you know, finding the solution with someone else, not just what you read on the internet, because we all know you can always find good or bad, or, you know, you can die from the headache, or you can, you know, yeah. you can find a pill that will cure anything and everything and you will live 200 years. So there's, you know, you have to be, and I think that's important, even with the other stuff, not just the health issues, the things that we started to talk about, you know, being calm, being this, yeah. that you are open with, and you find, you know, help, you find someone to talk to,
yeah,
and finding what works for you.
Exactly. And that's, you know, part of the Refresh, Rejuvenate, and Restore with Joy. I run a Facebook group, okay? And that's where we can come together as a community. That's where we can be all together. And that's where I find that the best healing happens, is because somebody will say, oh, I'm dealing with this and I really can't stand this and this is what's going on. And I'm like, this is your place to vent, right? If you don't have a support somewhere in your life, make this your support, right? This is your place to vent. Let's figure out what we can be able to do. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, because some people don't want to share that kind of stuff in a Facebook group or don't want to share those kind of things, then I have the one-on-one sessions that I will talk to you about it. Make sure that we have it. And for me, as I said before, it's about being a human, right? Connecting with people, and, you know, your problems, somebody else has had them, right?
I love it. And I'm always telling people, you know, there must be there's an app for everything. There's a group for everything.
Yes.
You can always find, you know, people that are willing or can help you with your issues. And even if you're not participating or engaging, like you said, you know, when someone asks a question, it asks for many people, and the answers can give you so much help. And, yeah. you know, even get these aha moments or, yeah, maybe I should try this. So, before we finish, you already told you have a Facebook group. Where else can people find you?
Yeah, so you can find me. The best place is actually absolutejoy.ca. That's my website. It is getting revamped, so it changes all the time. I'm always adding and changing things. And so, you know, if you look at it one time and you rewatch this 6 months later, it's probably going to be different. So please visit absolutejoy.ca and put a reminder on your phone. Hey, I want to go check out Joy's site every 3 months because I'm probably going to have something different. That's me. I like to change.
I'm the same. But the value is still there, you know.
Exactly. So, yeah. And my Facebook, an online one is facebook.com/groups/AJ Healthy Living. So Absolute Joy Healthy Living. But because it's so long, I just did AJ Healthy Living. And there goes my phone, if everybody can hear it in the background. I'll get it later. But so it's facebook.com/groups/AJ Healthy Living.
Yeah, I will post the link in the live video and on my website as well. So if anyone, you know, if they missed you. And you're also offering a consultation for anyone who needs help.
Yes, I am. So you can go to absolutejoy.ca, or you can actually email me, joy@absolutejoy.ca. So joy@absolutejoy.ca. She'll put the link in there. Hopefully I spelled everything right. But just, you know, email me, and if you don't get it, just absolutejoy.ca. That's the easiest one. And my email will be on there, or an email will be there. And because I'm offering this as a free consultation, it's a 30-minute consultation. You can talk about anything. I'll have a list of things that I want to ask you to get to know you a little bit better. But when you do that, if you could just say where you saw me from, then I can be able to make sure that everybody gets it, because I don't do this for everyone. Normally it's like 15 minutes or just like a 5-minute get to know you kind of thing. So please tell me that you found me here. Yeah, that you found me here. And doesn't matter when it is, you know, you can email me a month, 2 months, 3 months later down the road, doesn't make a difference. Just reach out when you feel you need help, because that's when we're best, you know, best served, right?
Okay, last question. This is something I always ask, and it can be, you know, sometimes it's like, again. But what is your last advice, or what is your advice, you know, for the people listening to us from what we were talking about?
I think my biggest thing is to live your life with joy. Okay. So of course I have the refresh, rejuvenate, and restore with joy. But for me, out of the most important is joy. So if you can find something in your life that lights you up, something that you love, something that makes you feel that you're like on top of the world, then do it. Find a way to do it. Yeah.
Thank you, Joy, for bringing us joy here today. I'm Alika Tercic, and this was Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators. Talk later. Bye.